Hi, this is Dean Jacobs from Tarani Motors. We are so thrilled to be sponsoring Sand Hill Stories on KVSH Radio. We think this will be a special program inspiring to both young and old. After the program, give me a call at 402-376-1661 or come see me if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And now, here is today's edition of Sand Hill Stories.
Welcome back to Sand Hill Stories. This is Stacy Adamson with KVSH Radio, and I have the pleasure of sitting down with Lou Nollett from Nenzel. Father Lou, let's just jump right in and tell me where and when you were born and how many siblings you have.
I was born on March 29, 1949 in Valentine. That was also my father's birthday. I'm the oldest of four siblings. My next brother is Father Neil, or also known as Padre Pete, and Greg, and then Tim.
How am I supposed to say Nollett, for one thing?
Well, that's fine. Outside of Cherry County, it's usually Nollett, but Nollett is fine.
Okay. And when did the Nolletts get to Nenzel?
Well, the ancestry goes back. I mean, it was Joseph Nollett that married Juliana Nenzel. So, there's the ancestry. So that Joseph Nollett would have been my great-great-grandfather. And, of course, my father was also, Joseph Nollett. So when my mom and dad were, married in May of 1948, they started out on the Bell Place north of Kilgore, where, Mike and Pat Arnold currently live. They were there about, 4 years or so. I think it was in 1954 is when they moved to Nenzel and they took over the gas station because, my father, Joe, had an uncle by the name of Joe that died with a tire accident, fixing a tire. So there was somebody needed to run the station. We needed a place to live. So came to Nenzel. So, that enabled me to begin, grade school in Nenzel.
So what grade were you in when you came to Nenzel? Do you remember?
Well, I hadn't started to school.
Okay.
So I just, in my day, it was, kindergarten, and we just went half days.
I've lived in this area for 33 years, and Nenzel's always had about five people, give or take, if the Booznitz were there with all their five kids. But so there used to be an elementary school in Nenzel.
Yes, yes. My first 2 years, it was all one room. So when I was in fifth grade, then they made it two rooms, So there was someone, a teacher for, K through four and then five through eight.
And where did you go after eighth grade?
I went to Cody High School. It was the last year of Cody High School because year after I graduated, then it's when it was the consolidation was official in the fall of 1968, Cody Kilgore.
And what did you do after graduating high school?
Well, after graduating from high school, I went to St. Thomas Seminary for 4 years of college, and then I transferred to St. Francis in Milwaukee for 4 years of theology. And then,
did you always know that you wanted to be a priest?
Well, not always. The seed was planted early, like in the fifth grade. I served a daily mass, I would serve mass, we'd have breakfast, and then I was able to go to school. But one morning after, in the fifth grade, after serving mass, Father Ferris asked if I'd ever thought about being a priest. And I guess the seed was planted. So upon graduating from high school and went to the seminary, I guess I feel my decision was firm, senior year of college.
So let's back up. How many siblings did you tell me there are?
I have three siblings, yes. Neil, Greg, and Tim.
Okay, so four in all boys?
Yes, all boys.
Okay, bless your mother's heart.
Well, she said it was easier to take care of boys than girls. Well, that's what she told us. Maybe that was to make us feel good. I don't know.
And I'm going to interview Greg and Tim in another episode, so we'll talk more about how the agriculture side evolved. But your family moved to Nenzel to run the gas station. Was that, as you were growing up, was that the main focus? Or did your dad, because I know there were some hogs and some cows, did you also have that at that time?
Not at that time, no, but he did do like summer work. He helped with, various ranches, putting up hay. If there was, when they were doing, the road to your house or that leads to your house, I mean, he was driving a truck there, in those days of when they were first, making that all paved road then, like south of the river. Well, you know, we're on from the end of the forest there.
So I just was wanting to clear up, because I think that there's different stages of this family. You know, like, I didn't know about the gas station and then the different things your dad did. And then two siblings went into agriculture and two siblings went into serving in the priesthood.
Yes, as Rourke Springer says, you know, we're a family of preachers and teachers.
I love that. Where, after you graduated from college, where did you serve?
Well, yeah, so it was, you know, college plus 4 years, you know. So,
I'm sorry, I misstated that, yes.
Well, I started out in North Platte, St. Patrick's, as an associate pastor. I was there for 5 years, and then I was also associate pastor at Blessed Sacrament in Grand Island for 2 years. And then my first pastorate was at Eddyville, Nebraska, with the missions of Oconto and Callaway. And then I was there 5 years, and then I moved to Greeley, Nebraska, with the mission of Scotia, Nebraska. And then I was there 5 years, and then from there I moved to Rushville, you know, with the mission of Hay Springs. And then I went to Mullen and lived in Mullen and served at Thedford, Hyannis, and Brown Lee. So that was from 93 to 2000. And then from 2000, then I moved to Pleasanton, and I had Hazard, and then a country church that we called Prairie Center. I was just there 2 years and then moved to Loup City and I served Ashton. And then later in that assignment, then, you know, was reassigned to Hazard. And then after that, then I moved to Ainsworth, you know, with served in Bassett as the mission. And then I was there 5 years and then I moved to Alliance, Holy Rosary, with the mission of St. Bridget's. And so that was my last ministry as pastor, active pastor, you know. So in 2014, I retired and then moved back to Nenzel.
But you serve at Nenzel, just not full-time.
Well, I live in Nenzel, and I serve where I'm called, I guess. You know, I'm being retired, and I don't have responsibilities for the Nenzel Parish, or, you know, which is the mission of Valentine. But I, you know, have covered weekends in Mullen. I've done so at Prince of Peace and Kearney, like, you know, St. Pat's and Shadron. Well, sometimes, well, Alliance, you know, Holy Rosary and St. Bridget's, I sometimes Scotts Bluff area. You know, the past few years, I've been in St. Pat's and Sydney, you know, while the pastor goes back, you know, to visit family in India during the month of January.
So retirement, it just means that you're not officially in one spot doing everything all the time. But it sounds to me like your retirement, even just in your Christian service, is still very busy. And then I see you out here. Retirement is not slow for you.
No, I'm not sitting in the chair watching TV all day. But that's fine. That's fine. I don't mind that at all. The difference is, you know, for us, you know, once you're ordained a priest, you're a priest until the day you die. So I just like to tell people I'm the grandfather priest. You know, I go and, you know, I love the parishioners on the weekend. I send them back to their pastor. As, you know, I hear parents say, our grandparents say, we're glad to have the grandkids, but we're glad to send them back to their parents.
With so many choices in vehicles, finding the perfect match can be daunting. But at Tarani Motors, located in Valentine, Nebraska, we've got you covered. From rugged trucks like the Ford F-350 to sporty cars like the Ford Mustang and spacious minivans such as the Chrysler Pacifica, there's something for everyone. Plus, our high-quality pre-owned selection offers affordability with upfront pricing. Why wait? Discover your next ride at Tarani Motors today.
There's lots of avenues I want to take with you, but since we're on the topic of your service, what are some of the highlights? What are some of your favorite memories from your years of service as a priest?
Well, it's probably ultimately the people that I've met over the years. Well, I mean, we take the vow of celibacy, and so sometimes people say, well, you know, you're not going to have family, but in terms, you know, I have a large family. You know, because there's, you know, members of every parish, you know, that have become family and, you know, continue to stay in touch with and, you know, so forth. So, you know, that, I guess, it just kind of being there in key moments of people's times, you know, like baptisms, first communions. You know, I was present, you know, for my brother's ordination in 1980. You know, I witnessed, you know, my brother Greg and Cindy's, you know, their marriage in 1979, you know, and my, you know, Father Neil and I were present when, you know, Tim and Terry were married in 1985.
I was thinking as you were speaking about all the places you served, it's mostly been Nebraska. And I'm just curious, this is stories about the Sand Hills. You were raised in the Sand Hills. Do you find the people in the Sand Hills unique, or in all clear to Grand Island, over past Alliance, are we all the same? Are we different? Tell me about the cultural things that you've noticed in the different places you've served.
Some things are basically the same. I mean, because in most of the places, people, you know, if they are farming, they're also raising some cattle. You know, I mean, there's some exceptions of some, you know, people just, you know, farm only. So whether you're farming or ranching, you know, a lot of things, you're still dependent upon moisture, and the temperature makes a difference. And, you know, I mean, weather impacts, you know, everyone in that way. I think maybe some of the differences, like in Greeley, its roots, origins was primarily Irish community. You know, there was, you know, the Irish traditions, you know, Irish sayings. You know, like in Loup City and Ashton, predominantly Polish, you know, you just learn some things about that heritage. One of the things that been with me, you know, from that experience, you know, like in Loup City, you know, they would never ask, you know, a lady, you know, like what her maiden name was, her family name. They would always say, who are you from home? You know, and so I remember particularly, I think it was at some Christmas celebration, and one of the, you know, the elder ladies was just dying to know who this other person was. And she kept asking, who are you from home? Well, I'm from Carroll, Nebraska. Well, no, who are you from home? You know, meaning, you know, tell me your family name. But anyway.
That is interesting. I've never even heard of such a thing. And in that particular area, that's how they ask the question.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah. So it's, just little things like that.
So you've been back in this area since, did I hear that right, 2014?
Yes.
Okay. So just over a decade. I am so inspired by you before I even met you. I don't attend your parish, so I just know you from an arm's length. And my first knowledge of you was when I had to be careful driving north from my house north to Nenzel, because you were always on the road walking. But how far is it from Nenzel out to Greg's place?
Well, it'd be like 2 miles, basically. I mean, you know, just a little over a mile on the highway and then a mile off the road, yes.
And I think you always walked out here. I don't know that, do you always walk out here?
At least walk south of town to the grain bins, you know, they're just a mile south, you know, so.
So how did you acquire that? Was that a health scare that prompted you to be more healthy? Do you just love to be out? I want to be more fit because Father Lou is out there walking. I'm not even joking around. It's an inspiration. So where did that get started?
Well, I'm just kind of a pattern person. It might take me a while to make the decision to begin the process, but once I kind of make the decision, then I'm usually pretty committed to it. You know, I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule, I guess, but, you know, so, you know, like this summer I got off to a later start of riding the bike, but, you know, I mean, strive to do that every day unless it's raining or.
And then my next knowledge of you, obviously everyone here knows the Nollets, everyone respects the Nollets, so it's not like I didn't know you, but as far as getting to know you, first it was seeing you on the road, and then it was at all the basketball, volleyball games.
Just a way to be involved in the community. I mean, it's being away. I mean, I always come back home for holidays, but I mean, when you're gone for like 39 years, I mean, it's kind of like starting over, you know, because the people that I knew when I was in high school, I mean, things have changed.
Yes. And then, I'm going to try not to choke up. When my father suddenly passed away in 2016, I didn't really know you. And I want all the listeners out there to know the kindest sympathy card that I got. I opened it up and it was so beautiful, and it was from Father Nollet, and I'm still so touched that you and I didn't even really know each other that well, and you took the time to write such an amazing letter to me when you knew I was grieving. So your heart is what I want to emulate. I want to be more like you.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess, you know, just wanted to respond and show that I care, you know? I mean, it's you know, I kind of, you know, basically, you know, kind of from scriptures, you know, as one person grieves, we all grieve.
I hope you enjoyed part one of the interview with Lou Nollet of Nenzel. Join us next week and we will continue our conversation. We'll be talking about grapes and tornadoes and changes in agriculture.
Once again, this is Dean from Tarani Motors. We hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandhills Stories. I invite you to stop by Tarani Motors for your next service or your next vehicle. Tune in again next week for the next edition of Sandhills Stories.